If ye hear my voice and open the door, I stand at the door and knock.
Church. kindness and healing. For our brokenness and partisan spirit, our envy and our charity, the narrowness of our vision, and the complacency of our lives.
In order that we may make your life begin, let us now confess our failings in the holy calling God has given us, and ask the rekindling of God's Spirit for the renewal of our hearts and minds. So together we turn to our first love, that we may be more closely joined to Christ, to one another, for the sake of His mission and the spread of His.
We have dealt
forgive us, Lord.
Ourselves, not Christ. Forgive us, Lord.
It may be that at first we have recognized the agency of the Holy Spirit. If we begin by our inconsistent walk, our walk of circumspection, our worldly mindedness. If we begin by our holiness, our prayerlessness, and our unfaithfulness. If we begin by our walk of solemnity, by our life and conversation, so little conforming to the character of disciple of the office of the master.
For our failure to honor the Spirit of God, forgive us, Lord.
We fall short of the example of the apostles, not to mention the example of Christ. We are far behind the servants, much farther behind the master. We have had little of the grace, the compassion, the meekness, the loneliness, the love of God's eternal Son. His weeping over Jerusalem is a grief for which we have little heartfelt sympathy. His seeking the lost is little imitated by us. His unwilling teaching of the multitudes we shrink from as too much for flesh and blood. His days of fasting, his nights of watchfulness and prayer are not fully realized as models for us to copy. We forget how he set no store by his own life so that he might glorify the Father and finish his work, and that this is the principle on which we are to act. And surely, we are to follow his steps. The servant is to walk where his master has led the way. The under shepherd is to be what the chief shepherd was. We must not seek rest or relief in a world where he whom we love had none.
For having little of the mind of Christ, forgive us, Lord.
Just
hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches.
May he speak to God.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
I was moved, to be honest, by the commitment of confession, and moved not to want to shout, but to want to just that have mercy on me. And it means turning around from the past in an old way to turn into the future for a new way. Oh, but that's fine. Radical way of reconciliation that moves in the direction of
yes, yes.
Yep. And let me unpack that. Bishop told me these are good remarks. This is not a sermon.
Preach.
The following two passages, which may help us. The first one comes from the beginning of the Gospel of Matthew, and the second one comes from the end. God dare say they may point the way from this repentance to the direction of this reconciliation in a pathway that looks something like God's dream. And not like our nightmare. Let me give you a text. Matthew chapter 1, verse 1. Short and sweet. An account of the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, son of Abraham. The genealogy of Jesus. And in Matthew 28, Jesus said, "Go therefore, make disciples of all nations." How do you look at that? Well, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded. The genealogy of Jesus. Go make disciples of all nations and baptize them. The genealogy. Go make disciples of all nations. I think that's the record. All nations, which is the way of saying all stripes and types of work. As black folk and white folk, red, yellow, and brown folk,
yeah.
Anglo and Latino and Asian folk, red folk and blue folk.
Yes, Lord. But for a purpose. And I think that purpose, the core of that purpose, God came among us in Jesus to show us the way and to open the way for us to become more than we would be on our own. We weren't doing enough on our own. That they came to show us how to become more than what we were and are on our own. Came to show us how to become more than simply the human race. That's not good enough. It's a good start, but that's all it is. Jesus came to show us how to become God's new humanity. Fashioned two into one, as Ephesians said, by the blood of the cross. Came to show us how to become God's new humanity. What Dr. King called the beloved community of God. He came to show us how to become more than simply the human race. He came to show us how to become the human family of God. And my brothers and my sisters, in that is our hope and in that is our salvation. Come on, Bishop.
Great.
That's good.
Now, as you can see, this isn't a sermon, it's a reflection. But, these moments are a reflection. If you look at Matthew's gospel, I know I have to be careful because I happen to be a lot of seminary. There are scholars in the room.
Preach anyway!
process And it occurred to me, the Lord had a conversation with me and said the same thing. And my wife laughed. I got a feeling she couldn't be laughing because of her.
You're gonna be laughing.
Bishop.
Yeah.
detail. You let the Word of God give some detailed instructions on how to map out Jericho and where to go. In detailed instructions. And then all he has to do is say, we all go, when you finish up, just go and spend the night at Rahab's house. Now, that eluded me. They didn't tell me this in seminary. I said, well, what did Rahab do for a living? And I didn't learn this actually in seminary. I learned it when I reflected, because these are reflections, it's not a sermon. Remind me.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
mercy. Amen.
Now as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Unto God, gracious mercy and protection, we commit you. Lord, bless you and keep you. Lord, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Lord, lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Be upon you and remain.
Amen.
As you stand, let us greet one another in the name of the Lord. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
I guess we have a little closing song here.